Now you have this cry of confession and sin and clemency and the compassion of God. Listen here now. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Now, David has been criticized for saying this, that sin was against Bathsheba, and it was against the family, his own family, against society, and it was against the nation, but it's not against God. And there have been others that have said David didn't write this because his sin was not a sin against God. Friend, all sin is against God, and actually, that's exactly what we have in David's sin. And I think probably, and there's something else I didn't intend to do. But let me go back to 2 Samuel chapter 12 and listen to verses 10 and 11 here. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me. Now that's what God is saying to him. And hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. How did he despise God? Well, God had given the Ten Commandments. And God says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And friend, I don't care who you are, whether you're Christian or non-Christian, when you break that commandment, you are despising God. That's what he says here. You despise God. And I don't care whether it's a preacher or not. You despise God. Now listen to him. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I'll raise up evil against thee out of thine own house. And I'll take thy wives before thine eyes, give them to thy neighbor. He shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this sun. For thou didst it secretly, but I'll do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And I don't think you get by with it myself. In fact, I know you don't get by with it. Now, sin is always against God. I don't care what sin it is, it's against him. Now, verse 5. He says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He said he had a sin nature. This is the root of sin. Every one of us has that sinful nature. Samuel Johnson, that great literary light of the 17th century, said every man knows that of himself which he dares not tell his dearest friend. And Paul says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual now, the spiritual, restore such a one. Why? You might do the same thing because you got the same kind of nature. And Paul could say, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And they tell me in the far north, when you begin to freeze to death, that you better keep moving, because that you can get to the place that you become insensitive to the cold, and you can just go off to sleep and die. And there are a lot of folks sitting just like that in church pews today, my friend, that are frozen to death in sin. And they say everything's all right. It's not all right, my friend. Now, let's move on. This is a tremendous psalm, is it not?